You can hear me all right. Just finished visiting with the players and felt like it was a real good, hard-fought win for us. A number of the telling statistics were favorable. I thought third down particularly really helped. I thought we got them off the field. You know, after that first drive, we were outstanding. We got enough pressure on the quarterback to help us on the back end. Offensively, you know, there was a little bit of adjusting going on. We had a lot of five-man rush and a lot of jam or bare front, which was going to make it more difficult to run. I thought Drew was really good. A lot of man coverage. Our guys got into some of the matchups we were looking for. And the other thing I liked, I thought in the second half we created some field position in the kicking game, and we finished this game the way we'd like to. So it's a good team. We felt like it was a good team we were playing. And they're much improved. Right now, we've got a little time here with a different schedule this week. We don't play till next Monday night. But it was a good, hard-fought win, and I'm proud of our guys. Any questions?
Could you talk about the job that Cam Jordan and the guys up front in particular did getting pressure?
Yeah, we felt that. We felt coming in that, number one, defensively, they were a team that had been real stout against the run. They were a team that had been pretty good in regards to takeaways. But one of the goals in this game was to kind of win that battle of pressure on the quarterback. You know, in other words, our defense versus their offense, and then our offense versus their defense. And I thought, you know, we had enough of that and enough disruption that made it more challenging for the quarterback. And you know, that can lead to accuracy issues. That can lead to, you know, the interception that Kenny had, which was slightly overthrown. But I thought we were active, and I thought that helped us a lot.
How much did not having Jari play a part into what you guys were able to do, maybe skewing the numbers one way or the other?
It really didn't. I mean, you know, we kind of approached this week with him really day to day and just tried to pay attention to how he felt progressively. You know, he didn't get the practice snaps. Leading up to today, we felt it was best that we could dress him. And then also we put Teron Armstead up, but it gave us eight linemen. And the idea that, you know, he would be someone we could get to in the event of an injury. So I think that I don't know that affected or impacted what we were getting ready to do, though, Larry. I mean,
yeah. Well, what did kind of skew those numbers in the first half? Because when you look at
the front and the defense we were getting, right? I mean, you know, we could have ran it right into that front, but we weren't going to do that.
As far as being 3-0, I mean, obviously, you know.
Well, it's early. We were pleased with, you know, with the start. We had some two close games to start, and you know, this one, you know, we handled the second half well. That last drive was good for us to, you know, kind of keep our defense off the field. You know, I haven't seen the time of possession yet, but it's a good start. You know, there's some things we'll look at, I'm sure, like there is every week when you watch the film, and there'll be some things you want to get cleaned up and corrected.
Coach, in terms of the defensive fronts you've got and the running, how you said you could run it up, but there you like the balance. How much did you just change to do some of the short passes as your run game, or how concerned are you about the run?
No, I'm not concerned. We just rushed for 90 yards, and it was a decision. Again, it's hard for me to sit up here and diagram the defense for you guys, but we made some changes early in the first half when we kept seeing that we were getting this five-man rush and this heavy front. So it was just about us being smart, and you know, some of those shorter passes would have been the equivalent of plays that would have been like runs. But you know, our quarterback's got a great command of what we're wanting to do, and we feel like we've got a lot of options for him. And fortunately, we were able to get to the options. We saw a lot of it. You know, some safety help. With Jimmy, unlike the receivers, you know, a receiver's going to get a corner for the most part. Marcus got a couple linebackers because of a formation we were in. But Jimmy is kind of that joker player for us sometimes. He'll draw safety sometimes. He drew a corner. He drew 32, the nickel. So, you know, he's the guy that oftentimes can tell you maybe what coverage you're getting. But it varies, you know, who ends up on him.
Does he benefit the most from that bare front?
Well, he can, yeah, because it isolates him on a safety. You know, his first touchdown. You know, we like that matchup a lot. Yeah, he can. He can with some sets where we set him over there by himself. You can see that it's man, and you know later on they started cheating the safety his way. You know, one on him, and then so it just you take a highlighter out and you kind of go through your playlist and you start highlighting the things that you think you want to feature with not only the routes but you know what you're going to do protection wise with so much of that pressure.
You mentioned the sacks, forcing turnovers. I know a priority for you guys during the year, having a couple turnovers.
That was good. You know, winning the turnover battle again. We think we value it. Obviously, we think it's important. And it was great to see that you know two interceptions and guys get their hand on the football and then protect it.
Sean, obviously, you guys have changed schemes.
Last question. Go ahead. You know, I'm sure, look, a lot of times it's effort and energy, guys fitting in the right scheme. There's always a combination of those things. So I don't know that you point to one thing. One more.
Is that the book on Palmer for the
most part? Two more. Go ahead. You first.
Is that the book on Palmer for the most part? You get him early, then he starts scoring.
Nah, we don't have that book.
Your guys today, Foster Walker, and I've played before. Saw a lot of action defensive line. Talk about their efforts.
Yeah, it's good to get him back, you know, with Foster, he'd gone out in the Miami game preseason. You know, we knew we'd be getting those guys back eventually, and it was good to get them on the field. It helps us with our rotation. I think, obviously, up front in the defensive line, it's hard to play all the snaps. I mean, I think we'd like to get a rotation where we keep guys coming in, and we've got some depth now there. Some guys are younger players, some guys with more experience, but I think that overall – that can help us not only, you know, on the first and second downs, but on third down. All right, thanks.